Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, so these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. And today we are in Hebrews chapter 13 and verses 11 and 12. It reads, "The high priest carries the blood of animals into the most holy place as a sin offering, but the bodies are burned outside the camp. And so Jesus also suffered outside the city gate to make the people holy through his own blood." Now here we are in chapter 13, the final chapter of Hebrews, getting towards halfway through this, halfway through the chapter or so. And he's begun the chapter by talking about love, that with all the ethical and theological issues he's been discussing all through the book, it comes down to love, love each other as brothers. And he gives some practical ways to do that. Hospitality, aligning oneself with those who are being persecuted as Christians, keeping one's marriage respected and honoured, not being contaminated by the love of money and remaining content and close to God. "The Lord is my helper," verse 6, "I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" Keeping one's trust in God. Honoring our leaders, imitating their faith, not being distracted by odd teachings which seem to have some kind of value and yet do not. And now he gets the focus back on the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the cross. The aspect of Christianity that no Christian can afford to neglect. This is not just something that we respect at the time when we become a Christian and place our faith in God and respect the cross by repenting and being baptized into Christ, not just at that time and not just on a Sunday when we take communion. It's important that we have an honouring of the cross throughout our lives and throughout our weeks and actually throughout our day. And here he brings to the mind of the readers a particular reference to sacrifice. He's talking about the Day of Atonement here, the day that the high priest carries the blood of animals into the most holy place as a sin offering, well, in a sense, the sin offering. Leviticus 16:27. "The bull and the goat for the sin offerings, whose blood was brought into the most holy place to make atonement, must be taken outside the camp. Their hides, flesh, and offal are to be burned up." And in fact, there were several different rituals where the where the bodies of the sacrifices had to be taken outside the camp. Leviticus 9:11, Numbers 19, verse 3 as an example. So what's going on here? Well, the offerings on the Day of Atonement were the ones where the priests took nothing. And other sacrifices, they were able to take something to eat from those sacrifices. And yet, for this one, they took nothing. Everything was sacrificed. Everything was burned up. Now, the sacrifice of Jesus is similarly a sacrifice of everything. And I think the writer to the Hebrews is making this point, that their following of Jesus Christ is not to be a token following or a token sacrifice. It is to be everything. Jesus gave everything for us, and we are to give everything in following him. We are to hold nothing back, not to value being comfortable or content with physical and worldly things, but instead to truly value the wholeness of giving everything to Jesus Christ. And in that way we find security, we find joy, and we find contentment. Jesus was sacrificed outside the camp. He, by going out there, has made us holy. Now, the implications of that we'll look at a little bit more in verses 13 and 14 in the next podcast. So I'll leave you with that to think about or to look at. But until then, I hope that this thought about offering everything will make this day, when you've listened to this podcast, tremendously satisfying. Next time, we'll go on to the next couple of verses, but until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. My Twitter feed is mccx. In iTunes, type mccx into the search bar, look under podcasts, and you should find us there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.